Okay, we're going live. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Columbia City Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:01 PM on Tuesday, March 9th, 2021. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Henrod.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on February 23rd. Were there any changes or corrections?
I do not.
Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the quotes for the pig launch station modifications at 700 East.
Okay, we have one quote from Evers Excavating. For $90,850. Is that good or bad?
That's lower than the other one, that's still awfully high.
Okay, but that was the only
we had three requests out and two dropped out.
Gotcha. Okay, so we only had one quote. We will take that under consideration, take a look at it, have I'm assuming, is it Donahue that's going to look at that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to send it back to Paul
and maybe at the next meeting award, or
yeah,
make a decision at the next meeting. Okay. Okay. Next up is Chris Lilly from the Farmers Market for the street closing permit annual request. Come on up, Chris. Oh, sir, yes. No, it's on, but it'll pick, actually just tip it up and it'll pick you up at least. It's really more for recording purposes than anything else. So.
I understand. Thank you for having me here today and your support over the season for the farmers market. We're once again requesting street closure starting on Saturday, May 8th, from the corner of Van Buren and Chauncey to the corner of Chauncey and Market Street with the barricades. Our intention this year, we're going to go back to the way we spaced our vendors out formerly prior to the COVID. So we're going to try to pack that street full of vendors.
Okay.
Right now it's looking very promising. There's a lot of people inquiring. So,
good.
That's why.
Okay. So on the permit, there was one question that came from Tom.
Okay.
And it's the map doesn't show tents on there, but you signed a permit for the tent. So do you want to talk through that a little bit?
So my question is, actually, not, it's more than that.
Okay.
Then I was told also on several occasions you've had live music, things like that. Depending on what you do with certain venue or certain things, can actually take you into an entertainment permit required scenario. When you have other things like that, we're going to probably need to have an updated map, because your map only shows that street. It doesn't show anything that's on that street.
And that's a state requirement.
State
that's not us. That's a state.
But we have to enforce that.
I understand that.
Is this something that's new?
No. We just found out over the past year that there's been live music and things like that. And just because you have live music doesn't necessarily require one. It's what you do with that live music. If you put it in an area where it's got ropes or any kind of anything around it, then that would lead you in. If you, depending on what you serve for food or however you, if you corral people at all.
Okay. Well, usually the live music, I'm sweeping through 12 years of history in my brain, is usually just an individual or two. They set up in the gazebo.
What people are talking about?
They use the electricity there for amplification. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
The only other, there's been a couple occasions where we had somebody set up on a corner of Market in Chauncey.
Like up on the grass, right?
Up
or
under the tree in the shade and played acoustically.
but there's not been staging or cords or, I mean, the majority of that stuff has been contained in those two areas from my experience. The only time that there's been true, like, bands with, like, a rigging and cords and all that kind of stuff has been when there's other events happening at the same place.
Usually what happens is that inconvenience is us. For some reason, they always want to bring in the Lions trailer? I'm sorry, not the Lions trailer.
You're talking about the Legion trailer, yeah.
Now, our entertainment is usually, I think one time we had some kids from the high school come down and play, or I take that back, there's a music academy up on 30, they came down, and but we don't. The only barriers that I've used in the 12 years I've been involved with the farmer's market are the ones that we put at the end of the street. That's it.
Yep.
How big are you? Don't go over, you don't get into a 400 square foot tent either, do you?
No, no. The spot of the pop-ups, 10 by 10 is the largest we allow. We require that they anchor them some way, so that hopefully we reduce our liability if one turns into a kite. But that's it. No damaging concrete, asphalt, anything like that. They bring in weights, or we've had them, 5 gallon buckets with concrete, or That's the thing that you're signing is if they don't have it ballasted correctly. Well, I received it. Right. So, as long as you're not over the 400 square foot, then that also keeps you away from that.
10 by 10 is the largest tent that we allow because it's one per vendor per spot. Okay. I'm sorry. I signed that last year, too. You didn't sign it.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get told things that aren't necessarily...
The only other thing that we had that was a bit of a crowd is the breastfeeding
But that was on the actual square, wasn't it?
On the courthouse southeast corner on the lawn, they brought in the TV crew from Fort Wayne, but they just kind of coincided it with the farmer's market.
Other questions of Chris? So May 8th through October 30th, the only, I'm assuming, I'm assuming the only time in which you guys aren't going to be down there is Old Settlers Week, and is that it?
The car show?
We do the car show together.
Not there.
I think it works well for, I've not heard from JA or,
Have we appreciated
it? What we did last couple of years is they just stopped at Chauncey's.
Right.
So they just stayed on Bay Buren Street, and I think they didn't even really go much further west, did they? They just, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Are you getting the street closing request
from you?
Yes. Okay, I think you should. They should have been on that last one.
Okay, I'll have to go back and
read. So, take a look at that.
Because I have him on the list.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Honestly, I wasn't really paying attention because we still got a couple.
Yeah, I know.
We're still in the planning stage.
Okay.
Nice thing is, you don't have to worry about an election this year either. So, this is a non-election year, I think, isn't it? Yeah.
Well,
because we had the issue with the driveway.
Right. You're right.
See? Yeah.
So we don't have to worry about
Elections this year. No elections this year.
That's right.
So, unless they decide to do a construction project that we don't know about. So.
And actually, I was very appreciative of that information as well.
Yeah.
We were able to, when you redid your sidewalk, we brought in a couple of...
Port John or something?
Yeah, so we didn't have an issue with that. So.
Great. Okay. Anything else on the board?
Will the public restrooms be open by then? Are they open now?
They are open now. Yep. Public restrooms are now open. Okay. If there's no other questions, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Get a hold of me if we have any issues.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks.
Okay, next up is street closing request for Old Settlers Days. And Looks like it is, they're requesting a shutdown on June 20th. That's a Sunday evening at 11 p.m. And going through Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on the 27th of June. It appears to me the only one with concerns yet again is Tom, but I understand the concerns are plugging those downtown streets. Now, I think one of the things we've talked about in the past is that as they're setting up, having our fire inspector or somebody there to help.
We make it as good as possible,
yeah.
But it still is not great. It's
sure.
It's not good. It's
sure.
Not even good.
I understand. I understand. Okay.
So I have to voice my concern on that every year.
And it is duly noted. Questions from the board?
Do not.
Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the Old Settlers Day Festival request as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? What's that? Oh. I will do that next. Yeah.
Okay.
All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. We did have a formal request regarding the usage of the former CCHS parking lot for the lining up of the Old Settlers Parade. The parade in and of itself, as you know, typically there's line up there. They have it all staked out. You got people all around all over the place. Has Mark seen this yet? Remind me. No? Yes? No?
No, I don't think
so. Okay. So I think what I'd like to do with this is... I think I'm going to actually put it in front of the park board.
Okay.
Okay. So, but with that being said, I'm assuming that means that probably the pool will be closed that afternoon, which is what I think we were planning to do last year, and then obviously Old Settlers got canceled. So.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay. It is. Nicole's favorite time of Board of Works meeting. Time for bills.
I will make a motion to pay all accounts payable vouchers dated March 9th, 2021 in the amount of $790,428.39.
Okay, I'll second. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime for the pay file ending 2/26/21 in the amount of $217,485.32 plus overtime in the amount of $9,567.77.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. I forgot we have a right-of-way application for utility line. This is from QC Communication. For Mediacom, it is in your Dropbox. And this is for boring along Plaza Drive from Walton to the new ProFed building. Any concerns from our utilities on that? No? 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 Okay. I will make a motion that we approve the application for approval to locate utility line on city right-of-way for QC Communications for Mediacom as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Whoever you want to give it to. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. I believe we also have certificate of substantial completion, right? Yes? Okay. So this is that's also in your Dropbox. That's for James S. Jackson. For the phosphorus removal project, I'll turn it over to Mike.
That project is complete. Everything is up and running and is functioning as it should. First round of chemical we had reacted with something and caused us all kinds of problems for the first month. But ever since the second, third load, we haven't had to make any adjustments to it at all. It's been running really nice. There are a few things on a punch list, which Jackson is aware of, and there is a retaining shelf back until punch list is completed, so it'd be my recommendation to sign the substantial completion.
Questions of mine? Thank you, Mike. I will make a motion to approve the certificate of substantial completion for James S. Jackson Company, LLC, in regards to the water pollution control facility phosphorus removal project.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Anything else? Any other business?
No, I was just going to see if maybe you wanted to get
around. Oh, gotcha. Okay. Okay, so Rosie has brought to my attention two different contracts that we have that are coming due, if you will. One of them is the solid waste collection services. As you may remember, the solid waste collection agreement was, I think, last signed in 2018 or 2017, to be clear. Our contract actually goes until June 30th of this year. What I am going to suggest for that is that we put together, we have a trash committee meeting to go through that and determine what to do. Obviously, if you haven't heard, Advanced Disposal has been bought out by, I think, Waste Management, if I remember correctly. So there is some changes that are happening there. I can say, for the broader perspective, we've not seen a dramatic change in our services. It has taken a little bit longer to get trash cans to homes, new homes specifically. We've had some issues with that, but in general have not seen a dramatic change. We also have junk pickup currently scheduled for, I will tell you in a second, I believe it's April 30th for the west side and May 7th for the east side. So we already have that scheduled, but I think what we'll do for the solid waste collection is to put together a trash committee meeting for that. The other agreement that we have that's coming up is the mowing agreement for our cemeteries, and it appears that
that runs out after this season.
Okay. So we have time for that.
Does that have to be publicized, take bids?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Maybe like fall or early.
Yeah. Winter. So if the Board of Works is okay with that, well, let's go ahead and just plan to do this in late fall. So maybe September, October time frame. Is that okay, Rosie?
Yep.
And I will work on the solid waste collection piece. Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay. With that, department heads. Scott.
Braxton Madison will be swearing in at council tonight. Officer Baker and Officer Medeke are at the academy doing well. Middle of the room.
Okay.
No,
question, Scott? Thank you, Tom.
I don't know if everybody saw an email I sent out, or emails I sent out today. There's two of them. One was the normal report. The other one was some pictures of a trailer that is at our regional training facility in Fort Wayne. They have a trailer that has, well, due to lack of use, they're looking to get rid of. We are all the time borrowing trailers. Jimmy Knoll from Southwest told us that if we come over and they'll sign the title over to us if we want to affect the repairs on it, which is just replacing the deck boards and putting new tires on it. And then they would also really like to have an MOU that if they need to use it to move something in our district training area, that they could borrow it to move something. But that's never been used for that. So the chance of that happening is pretty slim. I would really ask with the Board of Works if we can take advantage of that. And have them sign that trailer over to us and give them an MOU that they could use it on occasion if they ever have to move a piece of our training equipment.
They're just giving it, or it costs money?
Just giving it to us. We'd have to fix it. Put the new deck boards on it, put new tires on it.
It's free like all Scott's stuff.
Yeah, right? It's sat over in actually Fort Wayne Fire Department training area since it was new and it's been used zero times.
Okay, so two questions for me is, tell me again how you plan, how you think we're going to utilize it, number one. Number two, where's the storage space going to be?
Well, we can keep it down at the museum.
Okay.
In the parking lot
yep.
of the museum.
Yep.
And how we will use it is we're all the time going and picking up training props for us and bringing them here. Well, to do that, because the trailer's always been kept up from the props, we never use the one that's the district, which is this trailer. So we've been borrowing trailers quite frequently to go over and get things. If we got our own trailer, we could go hook up to it at the Fire Museum, go over and get stuff, bring it back, put our trailer back at the museum.
So this is an enclosed trailer?
No, it's an open thing. It's regular trailer. But it with all the different sizes of props and stuff, we didn't actually use an enclosed trailer.
So it's a tandem?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, so it's a tandem trailer?
Yes, it is a tandem trailer.
So,
pictures, just scroll.
So, it does have some rust on the fenders that we probably weld shut, and we would put new tires on the dashboard.
So in general, I'm supportive of it. Obviously, I'd want you to work with Marcia to figure out what that MOU would look like that will allow for that to be flexible, but also be on our schedule, if you will.
Oh, it's from my ring.
I just found out about today. That's why it wasn't on the agenda.
Are you guys okay with that process? I mean, at the end of the day, Marcia and Tom working together to put together an MOU to make sure.
Yeah, I mean, it can't be pretty. And as long as it's safe and, you know, any ideas to get it where it's safe to go down the road, you just tuck it in tires and planks.
Yep. And I probably have Chris, because he's really good at it, go through the bearings and make sure they're all greased and good to go. And the guys are willing to do the labor themselves.
I was going to say, it sounds like a good project for them to work on. Okay.
Do we need a motion? Or?
Sure.
I'll make a motion. We accept the trailer from...
Where's it
from? I'll make a motion. We accept the trailer from... Where is it?
The District 3 Training Council.
From the District 3 Training Council for use by the fire department.
Second. Motion second. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. I did. Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Sean.
So we did have an employee retire in January. I'm just looking for permission to start the process of hiring. I did not want to do it during COVID. It looks like we're getting out of that. It's never going to go away, though. We're digital. A little better.
Okay. Board of Works have any problem with him moving forward with hiring to fill a position?
This is your lineman?
Yeah, we had Ryan Burnett retired in January.
Right. All right. And so you put that out into a regional...
Currently HR is in charge of that, and we've been doing the Journal Gazette, the Post and Mail, and social media advertisement. I've been pushing for a little bit of the some of the higher-end sites. The issue I have is, for what we do, if they're not local, I can't do it. We really have to try to keep somebody with ties to this area. It generally works best. But, yeah, that's the idea, is to get it out there on social media at least, if not somewhere on the web.
Good?
I'm good.
You may move forward. Anything else, Sean?
That's it. Thank you.
Shota. Have anything for the board? No? Okay. Jim.
Woke him up. No, I have nothing right now.
Terry?
I don't have anything to add other than my written report. If we need more details on these change server issues we had, I can definitely tell update you that offline.
Okay. Question, Terry? Thank you. Kelly?
Nothing to add to my report.
Questions? Okay.
Kelly, I need you to get with me on those salt bits to get those sent in. Whenever you get a chance.
Salt bits. Mike?
We also have gone through the hiring process. We waited until after we came back. We had 7 applicants, narrowed it down to 4. Interviewed 3 of them. One of them didn't show up, but he called 3 minutes later and wanted to know if he was going to interview him. And if you can't make your interview, you can't work for me. So that was easy. So we had 2 on-site interviews yesterday. They met my staff, toured the facility, and one wasn't sure. So about an hour and a half later, he called me and dropped out. So we were down to 1 candidate, which I think Beth has got scheduled for a 3rd.
Yep.
Sit down with myself, the mayor, and her. It's a really good independent. I think people work out well. But I thought others were going to work out well in the past, too, and they seem to move on. Kind of like the problem that Sean has. I don't know if we need to look at the one that dropped out yesterday was because of the starting wage. In all honesty, I think that's a lot of it. One employee I lost this year was because of COVID, the non-pay for overtime that was being worked. So I lost that employee, and that's real disheartening to me because you don't find an employee like that. So I really think we probably should look at starting wages and things like that throughout the city. Because I know Sean has lost talent, and I've lost talent. So.
Okay. Questions? Thank you. Marcia?
Nothing.
Thursday?
Nothing.
I don't think I have anything at the moment. Well?
I do not.
Nicole?
Nope.
Okay, then we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.